This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. You out there, you being social. You got social networks, social media, social day clubs, social nightclubs. It's too much social going on. You need to get your therapy on. And that's why BetterHelp is here to help you, because that battery can get low. My battery gets low sometimes, so I got to make sure I tap in with my therapist and say, hey, my battery low, cuz. And he'd be like, all right, we're going to get your battery up, cuz. Okay, they don't talk like that. Anyway, make sure you tap in with BetterHelp. Completely done online. If you think about starting therapy, BetterHelp is the way to go. Fill out a questionnaire. They're going to match you with a licensed therapist, and boom, bada bing, you in there. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's visit BetterHelp.com/Trap House today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Trap House.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to another episode of the Comedy Trap House.
We in here.
I am your host.
Off-season episode. Off-season.
Okay.
Talking out of turn. Wait till you say your name.
Yeah. Oh. Hell yeah.
My bad.
We got Emmanuel in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Cam in the building.
Aries gang.
You know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. April is here. The
this
best
is why
month.
They talking all reckless.
The best me. Month of the year. Hey, shut up, August, nigga. Best month
Alcina?
Of the year. August. Best month of the year is here. You know what I'm saying? April 1st, birthday gang. We out here. You know what I'm saying? Another year. Hey, you better clap. Hey, no. Open up your arms, dog. Open up your arms.
Better get your seal on.
Get your seal on.
As much as you get for me.
You better work for that fish.
You know what I'm saying? Aries gang is here. First sign of the zodiac. Y'all know who it is. Goated. Yeah, all right. That's all I had. That's all I say. It's my birthday.
It's also
know?
April Fool's.
It's April Fool's Day.
And you a fool. So
I'm a fool.
Sense.
I'm a fool. It makes
full on idiot.
Full on idiot. I hate you. Oh man. Funny. So yeah, man. Another year. We Cam said yesterday I was almost 40. Today I'm damn near.
Damn near.
It's around the corner. But you know, for men, you know, our 40s is
also,
you know,
7-Eleven.
It is running.
Do you feel like a attachment to April Fools? Like do you ever feel
younger,
like some type of bond? Like, oh, maybe I became like a funny person. Or,
wait, hold on now. Now you go too far.
He's joking. I get it.
I was with you.
Stop joking, man.
He said he almost 40 and he almost funny.
I didn't say that either. I just said almost 40.
Hey, fuck y'all. When I was younger, I was like kind of anticipating like all the April Fool's jokes and like I was low-key anxiety.
Because like at when, school?
They, yeah, because at school, like, you know, it's just, yeah, just all the jokes and whatnot. Yeah. But I was telling Cam, my dad called me this morning, or last night, and we were talking, and he was like, yeah, oh, man, I forgot to plan an April Fool's joke for you. And you know, like, that same age when you stop getting, like, beatings as a child?
Oh, yeah.
I told my dad, I said, That's it, Dad. I think we've reached the pinnacle of our jokes. I'm 36 now. That's no
selfish.
No.
You took his joy.
Yeah, I was like, that's it for
this. Was on your birthday?
Well, last night he had called. We were talking last night, and I was like, we're done with that. All right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on. But no, I don't feel any attachment. It is interesting that I went into the comedy lane with an April Fool's birthday. That's so that.
Do you feel attached more to the sign?
Yeah, I think I think not all of the Zodiac stuff is like has to be 100% true, but it is a lot of similarities in the sign and the, you know, even though a lot of the characteristics can be placed, there's a wide range of characteristics, but I do believe like some of the Zodiac stuff, I think we are connected in line with these parts of the universe and the stars and all that stuff. I believe that stuff, but I don't feel like some people are like it's gotta be this, or you are this person, because you can tell somebody, you could be talking to somebody and they'll be like, what sign are you? And I could lie and be like, I'm a Libra. They'd be like, I can see that. I'm an Aries. Shut up.
They'll always switch up and be like, yeah, I can, you know what? I was thinking you were.
I know a lot of Libras. You ain't a Libra.
I mean, I know.
That's what I'm saying. If you would have told me, I'm like, he's lying.
But you wouldn't have. If you didn't know me.
I'm just saying, based on all the, I had a lot of Libras in my life.
Oh, like growing up.
That's
the
one sign I feel like I can't necessarily be like, yeah, but I can say no.
Based on
all the Libras I know.
Gotcha. Okay.
What is the defining characteristics of Libra?
Them niggas is different, dog. Them niggas, they be up and down. They be like,
when's the birthday of a Libra?
Like September
to October.
Okay. Like the end of September, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, for some reason, I had so many of them in my life. It was like, y'all Libra niggas is this
Libra
different.
Niggas.
Is it different from the men and the women, or are the men and women similar too?
It got some similarities, but they this is a perfect sign to have the scale. Cause it can be here, it can be hot, they can be cold, they can be like, I'm ready to do this, then they don't want to do it, or they just be so back and forth, and then they just got them niggas different.
I'm excited. I got three. I think it was three. I got three grays in my beard.
Really?
Like, that's
you got three
light grays. Yeah, I'm excited.
Welcome,
man,
to the club.
I'm waiting for my salt and pepper.
Welcome to the club.
I'm excited about that. Does your dad got a beard?
He can, but he always shave it off. He be having like a goatee.
He have any grays in his hair, like, or no?
Yeah, but he be
just for men in it.
Okay, he be okay.
I'll be telling like, you gotta stop fighting.
Yeah, let it go.
Stop fighting.
Let it go.
They trying to make a comeback though.
Who?
All these beard companies. I saw Fat Joe on Breakfast Club promoting his new line.
It's a bit like a beard oil. Like beard coloring.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He was like, we ain't on that just for men no more. DJ Envy was like, so it's just for Joe now.
Just for Joe.
Just for Joe. Joe just for men.
But it was
Joe
so funny men. To see his face on one of those boxes. Because they got Fat Joe's faces with his beard color.
That is funny.
I got to see that. Because I'm like, Bow Wow on the do-rag.
That is funny. But I'm like, certain men, like, just let the beard do his thing. Or the hair. Like, my dad, I'm like, bro, just go all white. Because one day I seen him, he had a low cut and his beard was white. And I was like
Myron Gold,
that shit
dude.
Look hard, dog. Nah,
like Myron Gold.
I was like, let it go, dog.
Let the beard grow. Like when he was young, he used to do the beard.
He
older, no one do the beard no more. Let it grow.
He used to have like a goatee.
No, or he used to have full beard.
Oh, full beard.
Mm. Majority of my life, and then when he got older, then he just started doing the goatee.
Okay.
Like, got rid of the beard.
Oh, like, yeah, man, come on.
My dad wouldn't ever, I think he had a beard since he was about 11, and I've never seen him without a beard.
I met you at 18 with a beard. No, you had the goatee first. Man. You had the goatee first.
Yeah, I had a goatee.
But you could have grown a beard then, too. It was the same thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was shaving.
Okay.
I knew, like, the people that grew beards first, like Middle Eastern kids. I knew a dude in middle school.
Yeah.
He had a beard.
Yeah,
I'm like,
hair. Yeah, I know Egyptian.
I'm like, we 13, dog. Yeah. You got a beard already?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Beard straight from Allah.
Just for Allah.
Just for Allah.
Dye them grays for Allah.
Dog, all this look funny. Tank look funny on there too.
Oh, here goes man.
Oh, just smiling. You got Travis Kelce on the butt.
That look. What is this? So it's just a coloring.
Rewind it.
Rewind it.
And they're taking it back.
That's funny.
They got the whole lineup.
Tyson Beckham, DJ Khaled, and Travis Kelce. Ain't Travis Kelce like only like 20 something?
He almost 30, I think.
He's 30.
Yeah, I think he almost 30.
Okay.
That's funny.
I got grays, but I pluck them right now.
Why you plucking them? You just don't. They're not fitting in the like.
I feel
texture.
Like it's not enough yet to like
to let it
look cool. Like it'll just look like some stranglies.
You know okay, okay.
They stand out right as here.
Yeah, on my top of my
on
head.
Top of your head.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing in my just all just right here.
So
and you probably wouldn't. I mean, do dreads ever have gray?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like in the dread.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
it's growing out for so long. You wouldn't think.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's
people
with
that
a,
got full
yeah,
gray
full gray dread.
I can understand from the roots, but the actual.
I seen you know, full on gray locks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you started your locks when you were old.
I don't know, but I seen gray locks.
Man, you was like the science ain't adding up. I'm trying to see what's going on. Well, we going to do some calls today. We wanted to hop on here. Look,
51 voicemails.
51? Oh, that must
we
be.
We're not going through all 51. We
definitely not going through all 51. We're going to
pick some and call.
We're going to go as far as we can. At least three.
By the time we finish, we'll need a rewind it box. We did all 51.
Rewind it. All right. Well, let's
he should have did
kick
Joe
it off.
For Men.
Joe
is there
for
any
men.
Other plans just for the holiday?
I was in Malibu this weekend, so that was cool.
How'd that go?
Hanging
how
out.
I was so confused.
I mean, his birthday.
I mean, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's a holiday.
His holiday.
It's a holiday. But, yeah, I had some. Oh, man. Okay, before we get to the calls, you know, y'all, you know, they think we like food races and stuff on here. So here we go. So let me go ahead and get.
Oh, God.
I got another
here
one.
Here we go.
I got another one. For y'all niggas that don't like sauces, don't talk to me.
Okay,
if you don't like sauces.
I'm sorry, I gotta join this conversation. Yeah, sauces is like
people who just be eating
phenomenal.
Dry stuff, they be like, oh, I don't want no sauce. Nah.
But what people say that?
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
A lot of people
I don't like sauces.
Yeah.
How do you not like sauces? I mean, there's different types of sauces. You're just saying you don't like
no,
all
a lot of people
sauces?
Don't like they texture people, they don't like wet stuff. They don't want sauces. Like it's people that out there. That's how my face is too. It's stupid.
Give me
like,
all the aioli.
Yeah, give me the aioli.
Chipotle, anything.
I had some sea bass this weekend with some chimichurri sauce, and it was just so good. Then I had some sounds grilled good. Octopus. Come on now.
Oh.
It had like this sweet cherry tomato sauce, and it was. I was like, sauces be good.
Yeah, that don't even make sense to me. That throws me off. How do you eat food and you don't like sauces?
Oh,
I
don't understand.
I went.
You don't like mayonnaise? Ketchup is a sauce?
A lot of people don't like mayonnaise.
I know that, but I'm just saying like all condiments. Those are sauces,
I'm
right?
telling you. Some people
you don't
really like
anything. You don't like
some people,
ketchup?
Some people might be like, I just have a little bit of ketchup. That's it. They'll do that.
I'll give you a little bit of a fucking punch.
I went to Okada earlier in the month. I mean, last time I went to Okada, I forgot when. Whenever.
Okada sounds so hosh posh, and I've had it. It's delicious.
Hosh posh sounds funny.
That shit sounds hosh posh. I went to Okada.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they don't even say the Ava.
So I went to Okada, had the veggie burger. I always tell them, bring me all the sauces, right?
Okay.
But then
how many sauces do they have?
There's a couple.
It's a chipotle aioli. Just it's a cilantro lime. It's a. It's
the chimichurri.
It's one more before the chimichurri.
Barbecue?
Then the chimichurri.
Oh, lemon aioli. They got
I said that one.
Oh, you said okay.
I'm thinking
okay.
like a honey mustard or something.
Yeah.
But then I'm getting to the chimichurri.
Okay.
I put that on the burger, on the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
I swear to you, it tastes like beef when I do that. Tastes like a steak. Yeah.
Which one? Chimichurri?
Yeah, when I put that chimichurri on, it tastes like a steak.
Chimichurri.
Like, I feel like I'm eating real meat when I put that on there. It just enhances everything.
It enhances
the sauce.
Like
dipping it. I'd be dipping every fry one of the. It's
good.
Got to.
Well, would like some of that to put on my meat meat.
On oh, my meat meat.
See if it enhances it any further.
Sure will.
Yeah, it definitely will. Well, we'll get to some calls and see what we talking about. So y'all get down with the sauce. If you don't like sauce, comment below. I want to hear your reason why you don't like sauce.
Shout out to all my Christians, gang. Happy Easter.
Yeah, it was Easter.
You know, we passed by. Ramadan to all my Ramadanians. You know what I'm saying?
Resurrect, gang, don't disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
Resurrect, don't disrespect. Joe Biden trying to put a gay day. He made it gay day on Easter.
That's every day in Atlanta.
All right, let's just go to call. See, he ain't gonna get better than that. He ain't gonna have a response better than that one.
I'm gonna stop.
So let's go to Buffalo.
Buffalo, it's cold. Yeah.
Boy, y'all some silly ass niggas. I thought y'all boys really answered the phone. I was about to start cussing this shit. I started cussing this shit anyways because I realized y'all played my black ass. But I knew y'all wasn't gonna answer because I'm over here on the East Coast, y'all all the way over there on the West Coast. So y'all probably ain't woke up yet. I just need y'all to do me a favor, man. I've been listening to y'all boys since like 2009. Y'all like one of the first people I ever watched do skits. Love y'all. I think y'all some goats when it comes to that. But please address this shit that got to do with Tate, because this man is slandering y'all right now. I don't know if y'all joking. I don't know if y'all got something with him. I know he be violent sometimes, but please address that, because he got y'all on Diddy time. Love the show. Hope y'all reply to my thing. I mean, love y'all. Oh, yeah, by the way, this Q from New York.
All right, Q.
We'll address it one time. We'll call him. Maybe big it up.
Strong.
You big it up. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. All right? Hey, dog, it's almost, well, we just got in the spring, so it is almost summer technically, but you're going to be out and about kicking it with people, and that social battery, you know, you can spread yourself thin, okay? Too many people, too many handshakes, a lot going on, all right? So you got to figure out what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? I think the best way to recharge is by tapping in with BetterHelp, okay? Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, okay? All of us, we used to be in social in here, but at the same time, we also have to use BetterHelp to make sure that we stay tapped into ourselves and make sure that we don't drain ourselves on a daily basis. So if you're going to be out there shaking hands, kissing babies, hugging strangers, make sure you tap in with some therapy because you may need to talk about some things when you get done, okay? So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You know the deal. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, okay? Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/traphouse today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/traphouse.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Somebody just fart?
No, I think it was Cam's stomach.
I'm hungry. I heard a little.
Hello?
Big Q.
Oh, y'all niggas really calling me back?
Hey, dog, don't be asking all these personal questions.
Yeah,
dog.
Don't be asking like, us personal what stuff. What's wrong with
it's
you, Q?
It's Easter, my nigga. It's Easter.
I'm sorry. I thought I was a part of the chat.
Hey, no. Nah. Well, no, we gonna address it one time only. That nigga wildin'. He wildin'.
Okay, I figured he was. Yeah, yeah. He been wilding for a couple years now, so I had to ask. I'm like, not my boy.
And look, to be honest, to be honest, it came out the blue, and you know, we hadn't said nothing about Tay, nothing going on with Tay. We actually be wishing him the best of luck. Like, we haven't said anything crazy. So for that to come out the blue, I was like, all right, my man is just having a. I don't know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully somebody checked in, do what he do. But if you just look at everything else he tweeted, you immediately be like, oh, okay, he wilding. I don't know what he talking about, to be honest. So yeah, that's that. But you like
that, you got any other questions?
Yeah, but yeah,
we never got invited to a Diddy party.
We never got invited to a Diddy party. I don't know.
Okay, that was definitely gonna be my next
question. Nah. I don't even wear puff coats because it's close to Puff Daddy. So we won't do none of that. we'll do none of that. None of that.
No shiny suits.
Yeah.
None of that up here no more. It's cold outside. We gotta find a brand new dance.
Yeah. We don't say bad boy. We say bad males. Out of is this? But if you got any other questions, let us know.
I'm just happy y'all called me back. Like I said, first people I ever watched this skit with.
Where you from, bro?
I've been looking at y'all since 2008, 2009. That was my first year in the military.
Oh, okay. And you from Buffalo or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm from Lackawanna, which is like a skip, a hop, skip, and a jump away from Buffalo.
Like, what? If
you he like Griselda?
You in Buffalo?
So you like Griselda then?
Oh, yes. Actually, yes.
Yes. You still live there, or you moved around? You moved?
I was in Nashville when I first started banging with y'all. I was back and forth from there in South Korea, but again, I'm back here now.
I'm back up here. Nice. South Korea. How was that? I know South Korea was an experience.
Yo, South Korea was amazing. I was actually listening to Ken was talking about when y'all was doing the traveling abroad and whatnot, y'all was talking about Korea and whatnot. And all I was thinking is, y'all should have got y'all some soju. I don't know how much y'all be drinking, but the soju out there
tastes
like water.
Yeah, when I used to drink, I had soju. Somebody took me to Korean barbecue and they was like, oh, you gotta try this soju. I was so drunk when I left there.
What is soju?
It's like it tastes like water almost, but it's like would you say it's like a beer or liquor? Like, it's like
it's a rice wine, I believe they call it.
Yeah.
So it's like a sake?
Like that.
Yeah, and it come in a bottle, like a beer bottle, like looking bottle, yeah. And you start throwing them back, and you be like, oh, there's nothing. You get about five of them things in, you lit.
When you first get to Korea in the military, I'm telling you, that's the first thing they make you get, and they mix mine. I feel like this is a little bit racist, because they definitely mix mine with grape soda. We gonna talk about that.
What happens when they mix it with grape soda?
The whole great soda,
I guess it's just like it.
I couldn't see at the end of the night.
Duh, that's hilarious.
It gave you diabetes.
Oh yeah, he was done. Well, appreciate you calling, Q. Yeah, we go. You on the trap? You on the house? On the live right now? So we about to call some more people and tap in, man. Thank you for calling, brother.
Thank y'all for having me.
My
son looking at the phone right now, like, who's
ever
that deep? Don't worry about it.
Tell him it's Thanos.
All right, man. I love y'all boys, man. Y'all have a nice day.
All right, brother.
God bless,
appreciate
man.
You.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
He ended cool. Very professionally. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Let me save him, man, before I go to
young Q.
Q from Buffalo.
Q from Buffalo be cold.
Is there a reason to go to Buffalo? Like, outside of just
outside
maybe,
of like,
maybe for the wings?
Out of what?
Maybe. You know? Unless you just
that
go.
Really what
I think during the most for? If it's hot, I think you can go. Just go explore if it's hot. If it's cold.
If you from Buffalo, tell us what y'all be doing.
Yeah, tell us what. Yeah, tell us what you
y'all
be doing.
Ready to go to Midwest.
Let's go to Midwest.
St. Louis.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? This is DJ from St. Louis. I left a voicemail probably like 2 minutes ago. My phone started acting crazy, man. So if you listen to that previous message, probably like, what's going on, dude? But anyway, we're just saying regarding how it's a blessing that you guys are doing what you're doing. The young man in New Orleans, we believe he really needs to hear what he needs to hear regarding, you know, being a certain age and knowing that it's not an easy thing, you know, your man and trying to strive.
Pause that one, Cam. I think let's find let's make sure they're clear because I know some of the fans be.
I think
like,
I know what he was saying. He was saying it was good that we talked to Buddy last week on the podcast about being a man and all like he was saying
okay.
Saying well, appreciate
it was almost done.
Yeah. It was almost done.
Yeah, it was almost done.
My bad.
So
just want to let
you
guys know, like,
keep doing what you're doing, man. Y'all can give me a call back if you want. If you do get this message, but yeah, have a blessed day, guys.
You know,
appreciate you,
St.
Louis.
He sound a little older.
He do sound older.
He sound like he in the church lobby talking.
See if he pick up.
I'd say 45.
I'd say 38.
That sounds funny. 40,
please leave 42. Your message for...
Oh, yeah, he's 45.
Bart LeGrand.
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask him how old he is.
Hey, we called you back. This is the trap.
We're trying to figure out how old you are.
We're trying to figure out how old you are. You got a good
I said
old spirit.
I say 45.
I say 42. So let us know.
Let us know. Yeah, call us back.
38, 42, and 45. He played, nigga, I'm 18.
So we have some, I see numbers saved, so those are from repeats. So okay, I'll try to get new people. Get let's go new. To, okay, wait. Let's go to, God, boy, some of these messages
they
long.
They long, some of them long. We might have to hit a text message.
Hold on, let me go down a little further. All right, let's go to Newberry, South Carolina.
And we got some South Carolina fans in the building.
Hold on.
Is that St. Louis? Okay.
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on?
What's up?
Chilling.
It's the trap.
We left you a voicemail.
I just listened to that. I'm at work, but man, I just figured y'all to call.
I knew you called us from work. It just sounded like you in the lobby. I thought you were in the church lobby. I thought you were a deacon.
So you got to answer our question before we answer your question.
What's up? What's the question?
We was trying to guess how old you were. What was your age?
I'll be
36
in June.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, it was close. Man's right. At 38. All right.
That's
like, you got an old soul.
You got
it's
old soul.
Like an old soul. What's up?
So the funniest thing is, like, I say this to people. Like, I'm so socially awkward. So when I talk to somebody old, I turn to a 95-year-old man from Mississippi. I'm like, do I really sound like, why am I talking like this?
Wait, what do you mean? You be like, oh, nice to meet you, sir. Like,
So these older guys at my job, like, yeah, man, so I went to church yesterday, you know, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why am I talking like this? I don't know why. Like I said, I'm very socially awkward. So when I do that, it's like, I just caught on to it like maybe a couple of years ago. So I heard myself talking. I'm like, yo, who granddad is this?
That's funny.
Where you work at?
So I'm in St. Louis right now. So I work in this place called FSI. So we make chemicals that make foam, like memory foam and sculptures and stuff like that.
Oh, so your bed comfortable? Because I know you got one on your bed.
No, sir, we don't get that kind of discount. They don't
come
by us like that.
That's messed up. Oh, man, yeah, you got to get you one of them, then, man.
Steal it.
Did you have any questions?
I actually do. So question I have is, so there are many albums out there that people listen to and look over. Is there an album that you know of that go hard, but people really don't listen to it like that? So mine is, I was at the gym the other day, and I started listening to Dr. Dre's Compton album.
Yeah.
And that thing goes hard. And for some reason, people really don't talk about it like that. And people were like, where's the Detox album? But no, he came out with Compton, which goes hard. Like, he got sounds
you
never heard before. But it's like, is there an album that you know of that goes hard, but people never listen to
you
like that?
Dang, that's a good question. That Compton album, I remember that now. I love that song with Kendrick on there, but I don't have to think.
Country Grammar.
Nah, people know. People bump Country Grammar.
Country Grammar.
I'm really trying to think. That's a great question.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Back in the day, this was like early 2000, like 2001, 2002. Pull it over. The Bone Thugs had a compilation type of album with more thugs on it. So it was more Singing Thugs on it. And they called it, I think it was called Eternal Thug or something like that. It was like 10 new people in the group.
So it was Bone and it Thugs went and Army, not Harmony.
I ain't gonna lie, Twista's Kamikaze album. I think Twista's Kamikaze album, I think that goes hard. I had to go back and listen to it again, but I believe that may be a sleeper too. It's a couple. I would have to really, really go and think about that one. That's a good one.
I would have to really think.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That was a good one.
Yeah, we'll think about that. If we get an answer, we'll let you know. We appreciate it.
But appreciate you calling, man. Have a great day.
Oh, you too, man. Appreciate you calling me back, man.
All right, bro.
God bless.
Yep.
The only reason I said country grammar is because, like, yes, people know about it, but I don't hear people putting it up there in the classic albums of, like, because it's a solid body of work.
I don't think that's his question, like, if it was a classic, but he was like, this is an album that slept
that's
on.
That's just slept that on. Ain't okay. Slept yeah, on. That ain't slept on. Okay,
you
know, okay,
got
I got
hits
you.
On there.
I got
people
you.
Know that.
I got you.
All right, let's go back to that.
This should look
message,
fun.
South Carolina.
I'm trying to think. We sound like we listened to that new Barry. Oh, it was still new. We didn't click it.
Doran Tamin, I'm mad. I'm so mad. Somebody broke into my car last night.
Oh,
and they stole my goddamn work clothes.
What?
They stole my work clothes. I got a $400 Segway in my trunk. Now, they left it alone. They stole my work clothes. Like,
what?
And the funny part is, I didn't even realize what they stole at first. I was on my way to the gym in the morning, you know, and I noticed that my dash was open. And I was like, hold on, something been in my car. So I took about 20 minutes to search my car, and I ain't seen nothing of value missing. So I just went on where I went to the gym and everything. And then I was on my way to work. I went in the shower and to get my work clothes.
They finna rob him.
Rob somebody. So they said, oh, you ain't had nothing here, nigga. You're gonna be stank breath with no clothes. This is crazy to me. What? I don't know how to wrap my head around. Why would you steal somebody's work clothes? I'm kind of living.
That's one of the funniest myths. They said they stole his work.
Hold on.
He said he stole my work clothes.
Please answer.
That's hilarious, man.
That is for though. You gonna steal my work clothes, dog?
Hello? They stole your work clothes?
Damn, dog.
That makes sound like he.
What up,
what up, dog?
They stole your work clothes?
Going on, my
nigga. you must have heard. They stole your work clothes?
Yeah, they stole my work clothes.
Where you work at, they stole your clothes?
Well, guess what? You know where to find them. At work. Whoever's new.
I mean, look, it was easier ways for them to get the job.
Hey, whoever's new at the job, you need to check them immediately.
Like, hey, where you get them work
clothes? I got a new person with me right now. I need help.
If they breath smell minty and they knew, that's your suspect.
Oh yeah,
man, look here, man, that shit had me so hot.
Where you working that they stole your work clothes?
I work for Ion Solar, man.
Okay,
I'm not door to door selling solar panels.
Okay, damn.
They finna scam people. They about to go door to door talking about we sell solar and.
Wait, so what did you do that day when you realized you ain't had your work clothes?
I went to the gym, so like, fun fact, my passenger door doesn't lock. I think somebody know that. So I get in the car in the morning, and I'm driving, and I hear my door whistling like it went closed all the way. And I'm like, hold up, I closed that door. So then I immediately look around, and I see that a lot of my stuff is like tossed around. I'm like, somebody been in my car. So I pull over, and I search everything, and I ain't seen nothing of value, even though I ain't got nothing of value. Anyway, I'm poor. But I ain't seen nothing about you gone. So I go to the gym, I go take a shower, I'm about to get ready to go to the office, and I'm like, hold up, where's my motherfucker?
That needs to be an episode of a TV show.
Nah, that's funny, because like, out of all things to steal, you going to steal my work clothes? I'm just trying to survive out here.
Only thing I can think about is Cole, where y'all at,
and maybe you had a work jacket and they needed it to be more.
It wasn't that cold.
What all is in the work outfit?
What's up?
What all is in the work outfit?
Well, I don't think they sold. It was my work hat and my work shirt.
Okay.
They ain't get the pants. I don't know why. I guess my pants were trash.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. I don't want them
jeans. So what did you have to do? You had to go to work and get a replacement or what?
So I went back to my house and got my spare, but I was late to the meeting because I had to go get that car. I wasn't about to go there in my gym clothes.
So did they believe you when you told them why you was late?
They didn't give a fuck.
Most people got spare tires, then they got spare work shirts.
That's some bull. Oh. I've been driving around for 3 weeks looking for somebody with my work hat. Where you get
that from? Your work don't give you insurance on your clothes?
They need insurance on the clothes now.
Man, they need something.
Yeah, if you find them, I know you're going to give them some real mean energy.
Last year they stole my bike, man. I think the same.
You and Emmanuel in the same boat.
Oh yeah, I've had copper pants and I've had my bike stolen.
Emmanuel had my bike stolen, then he got his bike stolen. Someone was targeting him like they targeting you. I'm gonna keep both of y'all away from my bike.
Yeah, y'all can't have bikes.
My life
sucks.
That's
funny.
But it's crazy because my bike was my main source of transportation at that time, man.
Oh, damn.
So they didn't let me down bad.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Well, we glad you're all right, man.
These Charlotte junkies, man.
You in Charlotte?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Damn.
I'm in Charlotte, so I got people stealing my clothes and bitching with roaches. Mayhem hour.
Hey,
quick question. You said there's a lot of junkies.
Yeah.
How the pussy? Hey, nah, but we appreciate you calling, bro. We're gonna hit you back. We're gonna lock you in the trap phone.
Hey,
what's his name?
Hey man, I'm gonna be in California the Laugh Factory in December, man.
In December?
Nigga, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. You talking about December.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, look, if you make it down here, we'll all go pick up some work shirts together, brother. stay up. Hey, what was your name again?
My name is Sauce Got Jokes.
Oh, it's Sauce.
Sauce, I should have known by your voice. You down there messing with me.
I'll be on bullshit every time.
No, you getting hair from them heads, bro.
Hair from them heads.
All right, G, we talk.
All right,
I take it
in. Save him, man.
Sauce Got Jokes.
We got another call coming in. Somebody calling as we...
We live on the pod right now. You calling us.
Shit.
Yo,
what's up?
Hey, Jordan from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
I know it's cold out
come
there.
Come on, come on, big Milwaukee.
You in Milwaukee?
Nah, Beloit, Wisconsin, an hour from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Got you.
I didn't think they allowed black people outside of Milwaukee. So, that's my ignorance. I feel you. What's going on? You got a question?
Yeah. I sent a voice note about two questions, but I'm going to ask them now.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, what would you do like when you know like what you're meant to do with your life, but you're trying to get out of 9-to-5 to do what you need to do?
Okay. That's it. Okay.
Can you be more specific? Like, what do you do? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
For me, I, videographer, photographer, have my own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got to do what I got to do as mm-hmm. a 31-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
To
mm-hmm.
Of course.
Get out of that system.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal in life is to, you know, do what you guys do, media company, and then help other people grow. What would you say is the path that you would take to get to that journey to get where you want to be and not be like other people that just stick into that 9-to-5 life?
I would give you the two ways that we did it in this group. So one,
You can either play the safer route and while you're at your job, start stacking up money, mm-hmm. keep saving, set a goal, whether that's $10,000 like I did, and say, once I reach that goal, I'm leaving and I'm going to go for it. Or you could be like, I'm going to give a certain amount of time. I'm going to do this for one more year, save up as much as I can, then I'm going to go for it. And while you're doing that, when you get off of work, now you at the job that you want to do. So now you got to be practicing. You got to be trying to get gigs, freelance, whatever you can to build up your skills and get more equipment. So when you do leave that job, you're ready to go. So that's the safe route. If you want the more extreme route, you could be like, you know what? By June, I'm quitting no matter what, and I'm just gonna go for it and push all my, you know, my eggs to the center table and just go for it. So you can just take that leap of faith. We did both ways in this group. So it just depends on your risk tolerance. You know, everybody in this group was a risk taker, and I'd rather live knowing I went for it. And if I fail, I'm cool. But mm-hmm. I can't live not going for it and have regrets. I can't live with that. So mm-hmm. that's just me. So you got to evaluate what's your risk tolerance and pick a plan that fits into that.
And let me ask you, too, how often are you, like, uploading to your channel and stuff like that? Like, what's your work schedule looking like to where you?
Well, I haven't been uploading lately. I've been slacking.
Oh, so that's where I'm gonna start right there. You bullshitting. Yeah,
right. I haven't bullshitting, but you know, I work at the post office. I'm a male nigga.
Okay, so like, okay.
He said I'm a male like nigga.
I be trying to, you know,
I'm a male nigga.
Work on my health, work out, you know, get good sleep, and it's been kind of hard, but you know, I'm working on getting back into
but,
it.
But here's the thing: you working at the post office, but you ain't delivering on the promises to yourself.
Hey, you know, you're not posting enough. That's the issue. That's the issue. Because you got to have an honest conversation with yourself. You be like, damn, I'm the one that is slacking. So, like, the only way I'm going to get out of this is I got to do a little more. And here's the thing. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. There's no way around it, to be honest. Like, you got to do it. But you're not going to get there not posting or not filming or not doing it. So
being consistent
because that's lit, like, you know, the dorm table story, like, we was putting out a video every Sunday. Some Saturdays we wouldn't have a video. We'd be like, man, we gotta shoot a video today. We gotta just get it done. Like, you have no choice but to get it done. You're 31, you still young, you got plenty of time, and you just gotta find those gaps to, you know, to get it done. But it has the work got to get done. There's no way around it. Hold on.
And you can't be a USPS on BS.
Hey, I'm working on getting off the BS.
Okay. So, like, what you got to do is set, like, all right. Because, like, for example, you got to tell yourself it's about outputs, not outcomes, right? So how much of an output can I put out? Like, all right, if I can start with just one video a week, let me start there. Let me just start there. That's 4 videos a month. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be locked in. Or you could say, you know what, I'm gonna do 2 videos a week, but I would say start with 1 video a week, whatever you're doing, and then start hitting people up like, hey, let me shoot your video. Let me shoot, like, you gotta get in the dirt. You gotta get in the dirt. Hold on, Cam, we got one more thing.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Oh, well,
okay, so I would say this. I never said this before on air, but my mom worked at the post office, right, all my life. And the reason she went to the post office because she had kids. And, she had to take care of kids. And she had to put her dreams on the back burner in order to take care of us. And as kids, you know, being grown now, I appreciate that sacrifice she made because she hated that job. So before you in a position where you got to do what you got to do because you got other people to feed and other priorities, go after your dreams. While you have the time and have no obligations, that you could go for it. So don't wait until it's too late is what I'm trying to say.
I say this, and like, yes, that's one thing I've been telling myself. It's like, I got this job to help, you know, take care of my bills, but also pursue the dream that I want to be, because I don't want to be that person that has regrets in my life and I'm on my deathbed like, mm-hmm. I wish I would have did this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this every day think of the cliche saying, after your 9 to 5, it's your 5 to 9.
When the last time you posted?
I'm working on a video right now.
No, no. When the last time you posted?
It's been a minute. I fell off.
No. You know when it was. When the last time you posted?
It was about a couple months ago.
Okay, look. Look, send you got my IG?
Yeah, I got your IG.
Send me the last video post. I'm going to look at your YouTube channel. And if I don't see the new video you talking about you worked on, I'm at your neck. So go send me the video. What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, don't get scared now, Jordan. Yeah, send me.
We going to lock you in the phone.
I'm going to lock you in the phone too. Go send me your YouTube. And I'm going to be looking out for that next video. If I don't see that next video in about a week.
He going to send you a dick pic.
You better watch out.
You better upload that video fast.
I'll send you
the file going to be small if you send it.
I hate these niggas. Oh, man. But, yeah, no. Like, send me your YouTube. I want to look at it, see what you got going on.
The name is Jay Nimbus?
Okay. All right, bet. All right,
spell
Jay. Listen.
Spell it.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna send you the last video.
All right, Bez. Yeah, send it. We gonna hold you to it. You gotta get to it.
Text it to the phone too.
I can keep my word.
Yeah, text it to the phone. Yeah, text it to the
text the link to the phone.
To the trap phone. Yeah, yeah.
All right, bro. We gonna lock you in. Have a good one.
You too, bro.
All right.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Lindsay. I just wanted to say I left at Killer Fight.
I laughed at
Kendall Height,
Kevin Fight.
This is February 10th, so I don't.
Was
know.
Was that Kevin the movie Kevin Hart Flight?
Let me
Kevin
let
Flight.
We gonna call Lindsay back. Kevin Flight. I don't know.
Hi, you've reached Lindsay. I'm not able to get to my phone right now, but if you send a text or leave a voicemail, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Lindsay, this is the trap. We just get into your voicemail. I know it was in February, but we don't know what you said on there.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about, Shotty.
You said you laughed at something.
Something fight. But either way, I know we late, but sometimes niggas be late.
Hey, your voicemail sounds like you make good grits. Let us know.
Hey, man, I am fond of grits, so yeah, let us know. All right, bye.
Your voicemail sounds like you made good grits. Now some grits be slapping.
Grits be slapping. Let me go to Antonio from Miami.
All right.
Shout out to Antonio.
Yeah, what up, y'all boys? This is Antonio. I know y'all voicemail probably like full of the motherfucker, but still, I gotta ask y'all a question. Have y'all like ever run like heard and listened to an album in a while, and you heard it again, like, damn, this album was fire. I remember you listened to this album. That happened to me the other day. I was listening to trap music. I know, and it still sounds good the day that it did, like. The time it came out, like I want to like tell y'all, like, cause we around the same age. Hey, y'all did that before. Let's talk about y'all ain't here in a minute. And like, damn man, this album good as hell. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know why I don't listen to that more often. All right, I'll holler at y'all boys.
That happens all the time, actually. Yeah. We'll call them back.
I'm trying to remember the last ones that we listened, where I listened to that. I was like. Yo, because it has to be something old enough to where you can be like, I'll go back and listen to.
Yo.
Hey. Yeah.
What's up?
Big Trap.
What's good? What's good with y'all?
We just listened to your voicemail.
Yeah, that trap music, that T.I. trap music went off.
No, you know what's crazy? My bad misunderstanding. I ain't gonna say trap music. I'm gonna say urban legend.
That's my favorite T.I.
That's my favorite T.I.
That's hard.
I was listening to that the other day, like, damn, I ain't hear this album in a million.
Like, it ain't really got no skips on there. Like, it's solid.
Here's the thing. It was either that year or in two years. It was just so many albums. Urban Legend. Jeezy. You had Jeezy. You had 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. That was a crazy year for hip hop. Like all those, those albums were classics that came out that year. Like that year was amazing for Southern hip hop.
And I bought every last one.
Hey, I feel you.
Like, do you feel like I was just thinking about this based off your question? Do you feel like Ludacris's music aged as well as those? Because I feel like he had great production, he had great everything, but he don't get the respect of the same like Jeezy's older music or T.I.'s older music. What you think?
I really don't. He don't get enough credit he deserved. But and that was when that's my all time favorite Atlanta Southern hip hop artist. Mm-hmm. My very first album was Word of Mouth, and that's my favorite.
That should go in.
Yeah, Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth.
Back for the first time. Still go in for me. When I go back and listen to it, I'm still rocking with that.
And the whole album be good production.
Yeah.
Something about Word of Mouth with him, that freestyle with him and Four Eyes.
Killed it.
Here's the thing. Ludacris was my favorite too, but I think what they said, what Jay-Z said, like, he don't get the credit because he was so playful. Mm. You know, he was so goofy and silly and comedic with his stuff that's why people don't take him as serious as other people. Right. And also, I think it's to do what was around the other artists. Like, when Jeezy dropped Thug Motivation 101, we never heard production like that.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It sounded like a scary movie, his beats.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Like, who was it? Who did Shawty Red?
Shawty Red.
Red did the beats. Yeah. And then for T.I., the urban legend, remember, he was going to be the king of the South. So it was so much momentum behind him with that and classics on there. But Ludacris, he just came out, was this silly, goofy dude.
But he was rapping. Yeah, he was rapping.
But I think that's why people didn't take him serious. But I also remember when he went at T.I., and T.I. didn't come back after that line.
Yeah, he ain't want no.
It was over after that verse.
He ain't want no smoke with that.
They had to call a soccer zoo to sponsor.
T.I. didn't want that work. He didn't want that type of work.
but I honestly think, even though Ludacris is my favorite, Thug Motivation and Urban Legend is bigger than anything he did album-wise. Because
from me being from Miami, that had that buzzing down here.
Mm-hmm.
The whole hood.
When that came out, every single car playing that. I went to Atlanta that spring break. Every single car on the east side was playing Thug Motivation 101. When Urban Legend came out, everyone was playing that. Carter 2 came out, everyone's playing that. When Ludacris dropped, not everybody was playing it. Right. Yeah. I was, for sure, but not everybody. Yeah.
I think
that was a random question I had.
What part of Miami people?
Urban Legend, I'm like, and this brought me to the high school day. Well, fresh out of high school. And just when everybody used to buy CDs, like, because me and the days, nobody buying CDs no more. But that's a CD I actually went and bought and spent $16 on this album.
I used to go get them bootlegs at the flea market, at the 183rd flea market, see the bootleg man, get a movie, get a CD, call it a day.
RP is the 183rd flea market.
Oh, yeah, that thing is gone, especially after it came Carol Mart. But what part of Miami are you from?
Liberty City.
Oh, yeah. Well, you was one exit down from where I was born. So, no, I used to run track at Moore Park for Northwest Express. When it was Moore Park, it ain't Moore Park no more. But, yeah. Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
if you want to listen to, like, and this might sound dumb because everybody knows Dr. Dre has classic albums and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But some younger kids might be a little younger and haven't heard The Chronic.
Oh, Chronic crazy.
The original Chronic. Go back and listen to that album. Your mind is going to be blown by how amazing that shit is. Makes you want to say it's the greatest album of all time, because every time I hear it, it's not skippable. It's there's no skips.
Yeah.
I say all it's the time, amazing. I think that's the best rap album of all time. Because not I only agree. Was it good production, it put you right in the riots of L.A.
Right.
Like, if you didn't know what was going on, yes. he put you right in the riots
and you
of
said
LA.
The Chronic. The,
yeah, the Chronic. The original. Yeah, yeah. 2000 phenomenal. Was amazing, too. But the original Chronic is like, yo.
That album, Jay-Z first album.
Reasonable
Doubt.
Yeah. Crazy when y'all did the mic drop with Jay-Z. Like, damn, Jay-Z had I had to listen to, like, early Jay-Z, because I listened to Jay-Z, but the first album I listened to Jay-Z was the Black Album.
Okay.
The first album I bought, but I had to listen to Reasonable Doubt, Blueprint 1, 2.
Mm-hmm. You haven't yet?
No, he did now. He had to go back and listen to it.
Okay, yeah. What did you think of Reasonable Doubt? Did you feel like, oh, this is amazing, or you were like, okay, this ain't as good as his new, the Black Album and stuff?
Be honest, it ain't feel like the Black Album, but it was still this Hova. You can't get mad at Hova.
I mean,
it was
still
something to listen to. It's Hova.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's fair. We'll bet.
Real talk, man. Good talking to you, though, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your...
What's his name?
Antonio.
Oh, thank you, family. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, dog.
Yeah.
It was good talking to y'all. I've been following with y'all boys since 2012.
Hey, appreciate man. Locked
thank
in.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, as we say in Miami, thank you. As back that up, Wolf. We'll holler.
All right.
Bye.
That's fine.
You did he one. Sound like he was from Miami to you when he first hopped on?
Once he, I feel
did
like
you hear accent?
It's just country.
Not yeah. necessarily uh-huh. like, I feel like most of the times you can hear, yeah, I can hear guys, but it's the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're a real like young Miami, like young Miami, like when I hear her, she reminds me of something my cousin. I'm like, yo, she is Miami.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
But like,
Trina, like all them.
Yeah, like, yeah. you know, I could hear a little bit.
That's awesome.
We'll do one more. He said, that's awful.
Let's go to.
That's what they're all sounding like.
Shit. Let's go to Atlanta.
All right, ATL. ATL. Ho.
Yo. Oh, damn. I didn't even hear a ring.
I need to do another mic drop and bring me on the show, man.
Oh, that's
listening right. to you niggas for. Shit, I don't even know. It's a long ass time. But every time y'all do a mic drop, y'all be picking the worst fucking songs. Like, I feel like I've been listening to y'all long enough. I'm coming to L.A. and I'm forcing myself on the pot. Because you niggas can't pick a song to save y'all life. I'm out.
All right. I want to see which one he talking about specifically.
Let's go. He said who was?
I don't think he said his name.
Hello?
You can't just be spitting all that anger.
All that spicy talk.
All that voicemail and not say which mic drop you were addressing and what song you would have picked instead of the ones we did.
Because I know it ain't good.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
That Usher mic drop? Oh, y'all. No justice whatsoever.
what song would you have picked to win?
To win. He don't know.
Dang.
You don't know.
Yeah, I
don't. You ain't shit for that. I was about to put money down on you.
Y'all did terrible on the Jay-Z joint
song. Listen, Jay-Z got a lot of songs.
What song would you have picked for Jay-Z?
1-900 Hustler, December 4th.
Over know. Big Pimp. Nah, come on, man.
What did y'all say was the best Jay-Z?
The winner ended up being Big Pimpin'. That's like it's hard to beat
that.
And we only did up to a certain album.
Yeah, we only did up to a certain album.
So,
but it's hard to beat Big Pimpin'. Like that.
December 4th ain't beating Big Pimpin'.
I'm about to get on Expedia right now. We got to do another
one. Hey, will you pick the artist and bring it?
What's his name?
But I will say this, though. Y'all put me on to a whole lot of songs that I didn't know.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Like the joint with Usher, what's his name? The producer.
Jermaine Dupri.
He did the album with
the
only one producer.
Oh, Zayto.
Zayto. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, peace sign.
Yeah, he
peace
got some
sign.
Hard songs on there.
Yeah.
Never heard that song before.
Yeah, he got some hard songs.
It's in constant rotation.
Yeah, yeah, he got some hard songs on there. What's your name?
I'm Gerald, man.
Gerald, okay.
With a J or a G?
With a J. Real
nigga. It's real nigga.
You look like the nigga from Hey Arnold?
Man.
actually, it was a New Year's party at the Malia Hotel a long ass time ago.
You said you met her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. From, wait, in Atlanta or in L.A.?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, oh, it had to be Atlanta. He said New Year's party.
Oh, New Year's party. Yeah, that's definitely
Malia
Atlanta.
Malia Hotel, man.
That sounds.
I can't remember.
New Year.
Damn.
It's not the Malia no more. It's like, I think it's the Crown Plaza.
What,
it's right down there by, like off of Cortland, I think.
Wait, somewhere like this. Right there by, this like by early, Malia. Early, like how, you remember like maybe around what year it was?
This had to be like 2012-ish.
Oh, yeah. That's a minute. Okay.
That's a minute. That's right, before, yeah. That's right before we left. So let me ask you this. If we was to do a mic drop, what artist you want to see us do next?
Yo, I kind of want to get on that Wayne joint. Y'all did mixtape Wayne already?
Yeah, we did.
We did three Waynes.
Yeah, we did three Waynes.
Okay, y'all do T.I. yet?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did T.I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
anybody else working?
We still ain't done. We did Outkast. Did we do Outkast?
Yeah, Outkast.
We did. Yeah, we've been running through them. Yeah.
What about Future now? Is he
that'd be interesting. Right? That might be interesting.
What about Future?
Future got a lot of songs.
That might be interesting.
He does.
I'm not the biggest Future fan.
Gotcha. Okay.
What about 2 Chainz?
I can't name no.
I can do 2
Chainz. Future ain't got no bars. He just got beats.
But I mean, that's, we might have to judge it off a different thing. Who knows? I mean, he got some bars. He got some bars, but ain't nothing crazy. It's mostly. Smoking, I mean, drinking lean.
He got flows. Yeah. Flows.
Yeah.
Flows and flip flops.
Flows and flip flops.
That's funny. All right, bro. Thanks for leaving that voice, man. We'll holler at you. Got more to do.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all reaching out.
All right, bro.
If you think of what, is he gone? He
gone. Yeah.
All right.
What's it?
You want to just want me to read some text messages?
Yeah. Let's see what text we got.
I never went to the text messages here. Right,
we need to do another mic drop. That needs to.
I know. Right. We got to get Mendez back.
Okay, so Jordan sent his video, so I'll let you look at that.
Okay.
The last one we got. I don't know who finna see this message first, but make sure this nigga Rome get his happy birthday from Chicago.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
All right. The
so
next
send
one.
A voice message back?
From Fee. Happy birthday, Rome.
Okay, thanks.
Nice.
Okay. Next one. All I came here to say is Cam is fine as fuck. Okay, thank
she lying
you.
On that one.
Yeah, definitely. That's April Fool's joke.
Right.
I was good for. Oh, so someone was talking to him, so that was a real response.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Blessings to y'all. God has his hand on y'all. Keep doing y'all thing.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Vaughn, yo, what's up? So I think I want to take y'all advice and maybe start a YouTube. How should I begin to even do that?
Well, one, you got to upload.
Yeah, you gotta create the page first.
That's
you have to have a Google account, and then you gotta create the page.
Absolutely.
And then you're gonna need 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers, I believe, to get monetized.
So get to it.
You're gonna have to work. They make sure that when you get on there, you're gonna be posting. You ain't just gonna make an account and disappear. You gotta work to get it. So
find out how you could be consistent.
Find out your
consistency staying. Just keep
even
going.
If it's twice a month, like you just need some,
and then quality, make sure you keep getting better.
Yeah.
Get better with the content, but consistency, get better.
Yep.
All right. So.
All right. That's all of those.
That's all chat from Rome, man. What you going to do for the rest of your birthday day?
Shit. Eat.
Nigga. Yeah, okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
You don't get wild.
Gotta eat something.
Hey, come on. Gotta eat something.
Gotta eat something.
Eat some food and then shit, nigga. I probably like take a nap or something.
That sounds fire.
You know, this
is my type of birthday.
You know, and then shit from there. I might clean up my room a little bit. Come on, man. You know.
He getting wild.
Something. Hold on. I ain't done yet. Hold on. I probably like writing my journal or something, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta reflect on your birthday.
Like, it really ain't another, no better birthday than that sir. Right there.
It's a lot better. I wish you was having a birthday dinner there. I would decline the invitation.
No, I'm going to make sure you front row. You're going to be right there.
I don't do birthday dinners. It gets too reckless.
Cam going to be thrown in the trunk.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have a birthday dinner and invite you know, like the girls do, 50 people, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure everybody chips in on the bill or with one tab.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to pay at the bar. That's my thing. I'm going to watch y'all argue.
That shit's stressful. I, as a person, when it's my birthday, I think I want everybody stress free. Like
that's what we used to do.
I made the mistake one time. You remember? You always. But I was 19. Yep.
You 19 at that day.
And I learned my lesson. Yeah. Haven't done it since.
Because you knew.
Some people don't learn their lesson. I've ever paid for in my life.
Most people don't learn their lesson.
Yeah, no, most people don't learn. Yeah.
And I just had my close friends there.
And that was enough. Like when we did the parties at the house, we was like, you know what? Let's just do stuff. Everybody have some fun.
We made it like the dream birthday.
Yeah, it's y'all birthday.
Yeah. Honestly, if you're a person, like, you're a part of, you know, you have black friends mm-hmm. and all that, and they do this type of thing where they invite you on a birthday, the best way to avoid all the craziness is just show up on time.
Okay.
You show up on time, you can leave before anybody gets there.
True. And you can already go ahead and talk to the waiter.
Everybody else is showing up late.
You go ahead and talk to the waiter. As soon as you get in there.
Talk to the waiter. You could have everything planned out. Hey, I'm about to get this drink, this meal right here, and you could charge me separately.
You come straight to me.
Yeah, come straight to me. By the time you finish eating, people are just sitting down to start ordering.
Yeah.
So you would be like, oh, I'm already ate.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I paid for a drink for you. Got you that drink. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Where you going? Away from y'all niggas.
Away from y'all late ass niggas.
I'm out. Yeah, it just needs to be a cap on the amount of people you invite to your birthday shindig. Like, listen, bro, if it's a small group,
if people got to pay.
It's got to be a cap.
If you took care of everything, then do your thing. Invite as many people.
I suggest people on their birthday, just start. If you want all this attention, just start paying for it.
Yeah, if
you want everybody to come, so just pay for it in advance.
Like, hey, y'all.
You be on you, and so nobody's worried about it.
And it's like, you know what? I just want y'all to be around.
Want y'all come. I appreciate y'all coming through. At least y'all can eat for some free food.
Yeah.
If you, like, pay for your dinner, I'll come through right quick just to get the plate, but now I'm going to leave.
He said, I'm gonna go home.
I ain't selfish.
Don't get no extra. Don't bring nothing home. You eat there and don't take nothing else.
No, I'm gonna take the whatever it is. I'm telling you.
Okay,
you're
gonna box it up.
Rome
okay.
did the most selfish thing of all time. I'm sorry. When? This is the funniest shit to me. The time you said there was a party or something at John's house.
At John's house, okay.
And he said they were having food and stuff. And this nigga bought himself on his own pizza and ate the pizza at the house by himself.
They didn't want none. I asked them.
I don't even remember that.
Funny
I said, everybody was like, no.
It's a party. I was like, oh, what did you bring? And he was like, no, the pizza was just for me. I was like, you went to a party and they brought yourself.
I'm telling you, I asked. I said, do they want some? And niggas was like, nah. I said, you sure? I said, all right, I'm going to eat. I bought the pizza. Niggas said, you want none.
At least you offer. All right, I ain't know that part.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
If a nigga would just show that, hey, what's up, y'all?
Somebody calling.
That's funny.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hey, what's up, fool?
You called us. What's up?
What's up with y'all?
What's going on? Hey, you live on the pod right now. Before we stop.
Oh, don't get scared now.
Why you sound down?
Oh. No, I ain't scared.
Hey, look. Something about black people and black men, they hate when somebody say they scared. They be like, I ain't scared.
Don't say I'm scared.
I hear some.
But let a big spider be in your room. You're going to be scared.
You're going to be scared. What's up, bro?
I'm at work. I'm watching y'all at work. I'm an Amazon driver.
Oh, okay.
Amazon driver.
You got a question?
No, you just got okay.
Where you from, dog?
Where you from?
I'm from Buffalo. I'm saying Florida.
You say where?
In Florida.
Oh, okay.
What part of Florida?
Tampa.
Oh, Tampa.
Oh, you're in Tampa. How you like Tampa?
It's cool. I'm really saying Western Chapel, but people don't know where that's at, so I just say Tampa.
Okay. But how long you been in Tampa?
For like 9 years now.
Okay, you've been there for a minute. Okay.
All of high school, I was in Tampa.
Okay, gotcha.
Are you Latino?
I'm black.
He said, I'm black.
Yeah, I can hear that he's black.
Yeah, he said, that was funny.
I thought
he said, black people
don't
like when you say, are you scared?
Yeah.
You said, I'm not Latino.
No, I said that. Rome said black people don't
like Emmanuel. Was asking, are you Latino?
You know, Emmanuel a little slow sometimes.
He old, man. Don't forgive him.
I mean, it's not really. I mean, he in Florida.
That's funny.
What'd he say?
What'd you say?
No type of
I'm saying your voice got to give
that's
me.
That's funny.
You know.
That's funny. So you on a job right now?
Yeah, I'm in the brand new. We got these electric vans like 3 days.
Oh shit! Y'all got the electric ones.
The electric ones look fire. I ain't gonna lie.
It's hard, bro. The heated seats and everything. Like I like coming to work now. That's
not let me ask you a question. You ever got chased by a dog while working?
Bro, like yesterday, bro.
That's funny.
Bro, this is regular. That's regular.
That's right. Okay. That's
so
right.
People don't put up their dogs. Like, how are you supposed to get to the porch if they got a dog? That don't make sense.
I don't go to the porch. I had a dog today. So I seen this big ass old pit bull yesterday, right?
Uh huh.
I go to the same house today, but I ain't see him, right? I ain't peeped at the same house, you know. I go to so many houses, whatever. And then I just see him sitting on the side, like, he's out barking at me. Like, he wasn't barking. He was just standing there waiting on me to come up. I'm not going out to that packet right in the grass.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you.
Yeah, like, what they expect from you?
Yeah,
you can't risk getting bit for that.
Yeah, nah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, absolutely.
They don't
not.
Pay you enough for that.
One time I went to the backyard, right? You know them, like them plastic tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Big ass bull on top of one of the tables.
Oh,
but, like,
no.
Good thing he was on top of it, because if he was down there with me, he would have got me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when you get hired at Amazon, do they say anything about how to deal with dogs?
They say shake the keys, but the electric van don't have physical. It's not a physical key. It's a physical key, but it's not key. Like it's not a key. There's no start button.
Oh, okay. First off, shake the keys is a wild thing. Hey, y'all, when a big ass dog come to you, just shake your key.
Shake the keys before you get out so that you could see if the dog come out.
Oh, it's like to test it.
Okay.
Beforehand, not when they on your ass. That on your ass. right.
You ain't gonna be shaking no keys while you're running.
You shaking ass running, nigga. That's it. That's it.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
All right, bro. We're gonna let you get back to it.
What's your name?
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name, Ray.
Ray, okay.
We're gonna lock you in.
Ray from Tampa.
Ray from Tampa.
All right, brother. That's fun. Yeah, being a driver, postal, anything, it's just, that's all you be thinking
about.
Can you
put about, that too, Cam? What is he, postal driver?
No, Amazon.
Amazon driver?
I'm over here putting in my code. I'm like, why are they working?
Yeah, that dog shit is, you know, usually, because you see, you like, I don't have time for this silly
ain't
shit.
Ain't that so classic? Why is that so classic?
It's just a classic.
A dog chasing a mailman or a delivery
man.
You
gotta go to people's yards. Yeah. That's where the dogs live. Yeah. So it's just like,
but it don't seem like dogs are, like, it's not like dogs are aggressive towards anybody that walks by. It's always the.
No, yeah, no, they.
We walk down the street. The dogs are two dogs.
No, I'm saying not always. I'm saying not all dogs. Yeah, are, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it happens, but I'm just saying, like, it's so well known for the mailman. Because
they have to go in there.
Yeah,
in the
yard.
Yeah, we don't have to go. Like, we see dog barking, that don't mean we just walk by, but they got to go in there. They got to deal with it. So it's like,
so you're telling me the dogs aren't racist towards mailman.
Yeah, they're going to have chances to be interacting with a dog attack more than the average person because
you
go into so many houses.
But I've also seen, like, online, like, dogs, like, literally stand up. Like, when they see specifically the mailman.
They might, I mean, yeah.
Like, they'll be like, and then they'll start running.
Because they get used
they
to seeing, I mean.
I think, honestly, if anybody come in their yard, they get the attacked. Anybody walking by, yeah.
But
like,
also,
Blue barking at anybody.
Yeah, Blue barking.
No matter who you are.
Yeah, Blue barking
itself.
What
if it's like a little girl? Do you think Blue barking?
Oh, yeah.
Barking
Blue,
at everybody.
Yeah, Blue barking at everybody.
He barking at.
Also, I don't know. I guess our backyard is like a cat sex sanctuary.
Oh, my God. I be hearing it.
It's like, bro, I done heard this for the, like, 3 nights in the past, like, a week and a half. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's
like,
hot cat summer coming.
I guess it was
hot
cat summer.
The okay, weather my warming bad. Up. I know they back case. Out.
Fucked
they,
up them cushions out there. Like,
oh, I'm like, dog, these fuckers are going
at it. You turned up the cat.
Damn, dude.
Beating up the cat.
I know it's hot cat summer.
You beating up the cat.
It's a Meg the feline out there.
It's Shaquan back there.
It's Shaquan and Meg the feline.
The male cats have to sexually assault the female cats, apparently.
Yeah, they got spiky dicks and shit. I don't know what the fuck going on. Also, with the dog stuff, you know there's a certain caliber of dog where you run and don't run. You might run like the small dog, you're like, oh, it's more annoying. You're like, come on, man, like, chill, get out of here. Mm-hmm. But the big nigga, you're like, okay, if he get to it, I'm going to have to I'm gonna have to get up out of here.
I don't know if I ever told you, I got a dog ran up on me while walking.
Around here?
This was like in the last year, yeah. I'm walking by the school, so I'm coming back, and I got my headphones in, but I never have them loud when I'm walking, just in case I gotta hear some shit. So I'm walking, and all of a sudden I hear that jiggling sound. So I look back, and when I look back, he hurry up on me. It's like medium dog, like, he too big to be small, but too small to be big.
Yeah, right there.
So I look back, and when I look back, he right where the TV at, basically. So I turn around, back up, stump hard. He stopped, he barking, back, and then I seen the owner come running. Oh, I'm sorry, and then the dog run back. But I was like,
he was about to get his hands.
You got to run back at dogs. They ain't used to that. They scared of
certain
that.
Certain dogs.
People that keep their dogs not on leashes to me is just like so.
He might have got loose, that one, because maybe, the owner maybe, came running maybe, out. He might have got loose.
But some people just, I'd be like, yo.
Some people don't give a fuck.
That's
you
not
be like,
thoughtful at all. You know what I'm saying? I saw then some when I jump your dog owner yell at another dog owner because they had their dog off leash. And lady was like, we're going to the dog party. It's right here. Like, put your dog on a leash. Yeah. She was like, why? Is your dog dangerous? He was like, yes, my dog is dangerous. He had this big ass pit, and her little dog, or like not mid-sized dog, came up to him, started messing with him, not on a leash, and he's like, yo, keep your dog away from my dog. Like, put your dog on a leash, B. we gotta put fucking squirrels on leashes around here. Them fat ass. Everything around here has gotten fatter.
Everything
I
big.
Don't know if it's
squirrels,
the water.
Squirrels got the fattest. I mean, LA got the fattest squirrels ever. When I go to Florida anywhere, squirrels are skinny, but they eating all these avocados out here, and they
in
get
the
a boost.
Smaller spaces, they don't be running around in the big ass parks like you know those places. Here they just be. They got this big ass tree. They chilling.
Big.
They don't got enough food.
Big.
No, they got enough food. They eating them I didn't know we had an avocado tree. Could I eat them before they could even fully ripe?
Niggas better eat
them
good.
Squirrels, dog. But the bugs, too.
It's nuts.
Have you noticed the mosquitoes are back?
No, I ain't.
I seen a fat ass. I killed a mosquito in this bathroom one night.
Oh, you mean them big ones? Yeah.
Them fat ass mosquitoes, nigga. They just seem bigger than ever. I think it's because of all the water we done had.
It's inflation.
This year.
Inflation hit the bugs.
We done had.
You over it.
We done did.
You talking like us. Oh, yeah. Done had.
Me and Cam was laughing at the nigga that his daughter was getting bullied online.
Oh, because I know he remembers. I'm just going to say it. You're going to laugh. Because me and you used to laugh at this all the time. Nigga came in the camera. You mess with my little girl?
Yeah.
It's going to be consequences and repercussions. Because I'm calling the cyber police. You done goof.
You done goof.
That's a nigga that's done with. You done goof.
The girl to get off the computer.
Yeah, get off the
computer. Problem solved.
You done
goof. You everybody, you get your little ass off the computer.
That he looks like he don't know how to use a computer at all. I'm not going to lie.
It's
going to
be consequences.
And I think he got on his knees to say it, too.
It's gonna be consequences and repercussions. You done goofed. It's over for
you. You people online messing with my little girl.
That nigga said, "I'm calling the cyber
police." You done goofed.
Just be saying that.
You done goofed.
We've got all your addresses.
What you talking about?
You done goofed.
That's a nigga mad.
You done goofed.
To say that while mad is insane. I don't know whether to take you not serious or really take you serious.
You done.
Because if you mad and that's your language you go to, you may be dangerous.
You might be dangerous.
You done goofed.
You done goofed.
You didn't mess up. You done goofed.
It's over now.
It's over. Cyber police on their way. It's going to be consequences and repercussions.
You done goofed.
I mean, to be honest with you, he left us with so many bars, so many gems.
Absolutely.
Consequences and repercussions. You done goofed.
The cyber police.
Cyber police got a number that we can call.
Yeah.
I mean, these are internet meme classics right there. That's incredible.
Oh, man.
And the other classic. Niggas get yimped.
That's a deep cut. Thank you for another episode. I'm gonna go enjoy this relaxed birthday, and we'll see you next week.
Y'all better tune in. It's gonna be consequences of repercussions.
Because you're done goof. I'm calling the Comedy Trap House police. Oh, that's it. All right, y'all. Like, subscribe, comment. the number is blocked, so I can't see it. Y'all know the number. We leave it down in the comments.
You mess with our birthday boy?
Consequences and repercussions. All right, y'all. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.